Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is your Tuesday Teaching Tip. It's Tuesday, 23rd of May, 2017, and I have a question for you. Well, actually, I have a presentation about questions. Quality questions matter in presentations, in our preaching, in our teaching. Something that Jesus used. And this was on my mind recently because I was in Helsinki at a retreat for church leaders, and a good friend of mine, Chris Reed, preached a lesson. And the lesson itself was a question, what do you want? From John chapter 1, a question Jesus asked of people who wanted to be his disciples. And the question itself was great at the beginning there of the lesson and shaped the lesson. But then he used questions really well in the body of the presentation. And I thought we'd talk about this because the way we ask questions and how they're framed makes a big difference to their effectiveness. So he taught a point of his lesson, and then he concluded the point by asking a set of questions to help us. So how do we know what we want? And he gave us six of these questions. Firstly, what do you do when no one is looking? How do you know what's really important to you, what you really want? Well, the first thing is to ask yourself the question, what do you do when no one else is watching? The second question was, what do you keep on doing? What do you persevere in doing? Thirdly, third question, what do you pray about the most? When you pray, what do you pray about most frequently and the most? Fourthly, what do you think about the most? What's just on your mind? Perhaps you're daydreaming and this idea or this desire comes back to you. What do you think about the most? Fifthly, what do you sacrifice the most for with joy? I thought that was excellent. Not what do you sacrifice most for, because you could do that as a duty, but what do you sacrifice most but with joy? Great question. And the final one was, what evokes the strongest feelings in you? The strongest feelings, what evokes those? So those six questions were terrific and got to the heart of the matter and certainly helped me, as you can see, because I remembered them. I wrote them down and I've been reflecting on them ever since. And I share them with you because hopefully this might be useful to you. The questions themselves, but more the fact that Chris had thought about the questions in such detail, so carefully, as to then present them to us in a helpful way. Jesus did this a lot, didn't he? Just a couple of examples. Gosh, there are many in the Gospels, but two here from Matthew 15 and 16. In Matthew 15, verse 34, Jesus asks the disciples, how many loaves do you have? Do you think he didn't know? Do you think he really didn't know how many loaves they had? He seemed to know all things pretty much. So he's asking the question for the benefit of the disciples. Great example by Jesus. How many loaves do you have? And then in chapter 16, he asks the question in verse 15, what about you? Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Great question. You'll notice that these questions are not closed. They're not just factual. They're not just yes or no, they're not black or white. They are trying to get more information from somebody. And in fact, especially with the second question there in Matthew 16, they're about helping the disciples to think for themselves and then express for themselves what they really think. And that helps them, helped Jesus help them. And those are great questions to ask. Well, those kinds of questions are great to ask in a lesson, something that we are then teaching. So, what do you think about these questions? What do you think about the idea of asking questions? What do you find to be the most helpful way to use questions in a lesson that helps the congregation, the audience you've got, to actually get deeper into the material that you're sharing, perhaps for them to be able to remember it or apply it to their own lives? I'd love to know what you think. Please leave a comment, not just for me, but for other people that listen and watch watch these and listen to them, and leave a comment. You can email me too, mccx@mac.com. You can leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. I'd love for you to do that. Please do. And by the way, thanks for subscribing if you already have. And if not, then please subscribe and tell your friends about this so that we can spread the word about how to teach and preach better so that people can really understand the Word of God, apply it to their lives, and then live it out and make a difference in this world. Well, thanks so much for your attention and your time this week. I hope this has been a helpful thing for you. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.